北京外国语大学，北京外语音像出版社。
The Beijing Foreign Languages Audiovisual Publishing House, Beijing Foreign Studies University.
轻松英语名作欣赏，安娜·卡列尼娜
Anna Karenina Chapter 1An unhappy household. Happy families are all alike, but unhappy families are unhappy in their own unique ways. The Oblonsky household was one such unhappy family. Dolly, the wife, had found out 3 days ago that her husband was having an affair with the French tutor.She announced that she could not go on living in the same house with her husband. She had stayed in her room, and her husband, Prince Stepan Oblonsky, had stayed away from home during the day. Their 5 children ran wild around the house. The cook quit, and the other servants were thinking of doing the same. On the 3rd morning after the quarrel, Prince Oblonsky, who was called Stiva by his friends, woke up on the leather couch in his study. He had just had a wonderful dream.And he was smiling as he reached up for his robe. Suddenly, he realized that he was in his study, and his robe was in his wife's bedroom. The smile on his face vanished.
It's all my fault,
Stiva thought.
Dolly will never forgive me. What have I done? But the real tragedy is that I cannot really be blamed.
Stiva remembered how he had come home from the theater 3 nights ago. He had found his wife in their upstairs bedroom with a letter from the French tutor in her hand. The memory of the look of pain on his wife's face and the tears in her eyes still stabbed his heart. The affair with the French tutor was not the first for Stiva. He was 34 years old and was quite handsome and charming. Women younger than his wife were constantly attracted to him.The biggest problem was that he was no longer in love with his wife. She was a good wife and mother, but she was no longer a beautiful young woman. Stiva rang the bell for his servant, who came in with a telegram. Stiva opened it, and his face quickly brightened when he read the contents.His sister Anna was coming for a visit. Anna lived in St. Petersburg with her husband and 8-year-old son. Dolly really liked Anna. Stiva had invited his sister to visit and try to solve the current situation. The telegram said that Anna would arrive in Moscow by train later today. Stiva dressed and then opened the door from his study to his wife's bedroom.Dolly was standing in front of an open wardrobe. She was trying to decide if she should pack her things and leave with the children. In spite of her anger, Stiva was her husband, and in her heart, Dolly still loved him.
Anna is coming today,
said Stiva in a soft voice.
Well, what is that to me? I can't see her, exclaimed Dolly. I am going to take the children and leave this house.You can live here with your mistress.
Dolly, please understand,
said Stiva.
Understand? You are a repulsive, hateful man.
Dolly, please think of the children. It would ruin them to grow up without their father. Don't punish them. Punish me. I'm the guilty one.
Stiva pleaded. Without a word, Dolly moved toward the door.
Dolly, one more word.
Stiva said, as Dolly opened the door.
Go away!
Screamed Dolly, and she slammed the door closed behind her. Sadly, Steve-O went downstairs and told his servant to prepare a room for Anna. Then he left for his office at one of Moscow's courthouses. As a student, Steve-O was intelligent, but he had been lazy and mischievous. However, most of the rich and powerful in Russia knew his father, and these connections helped him get a high-paying job in the government. Steve-O was not a man who had great ambitions, and he did not work hard. He relied on his charming manners and quick wits to make people happy. At noon, Steve-O was leaving a meeting when he saw a broad-shouldered man running lightly up the stairs toward him. Steve-O smiled in pleasure.
Levin, what a pleasant surprise! What are you doing in Moscow?
Said Steve-O.
I must ask you something.
Said Levin. Suddenly, he seemed to be shy.
Would you happen to know what the Shcherbatskys are doing?
Steve-O immediately knew why Levin had come back to Moscow. It was no secret to him that Levin was in love with Princess Kitty Shcherbatsky, Dolly's younger sister.
The Shcherbatskys are having a dinner party tonight at 8 o'clock,
replied Steve-O with a smile.
I will send over a servant to announce your arrival in Moscow. Of course, you will be invited. Kitty will be there. In the meantime, let's go get lunch.
Over lunch, Steve-O asked,
So, why did you stay away from Moscow for so long? And why have you suddenly returned?
As you have guessed, I am in love with Kitty,
replied Levin.
I left Moscow because I thought she would not agree to marry me. Her mother especially doesn't seem to like me. But I couldn't stop thinking about her.
Levin sighed. Then he burst out.
I've come back to ask Kitty to marry me. Do you think there's any possibility she will say yes?
Of course,
said Steve-O.
Dolly told me that she thinks Kitty loves you.
That's wonderful,
cried Levin, who looked both relieved and surprised.
There's just one thing you must know,
said Steve-O.
You have a rival. His name is Count Vronsky. He's a young cavalry officer with many powerful connections. Kitty's mother really likes him, but I am sure that Kitty loves you more. Go to the dinner party early before Vronsky arrives and ask her to marry you. Good luck!
Steve-O went off to meet Anna at the train station while Levin went back to his apartment.